Welcome to Talkin' Music. I'm Corey Stanton, and I'm with Irish band I Draw Slow. They are performing at the First Pickin' in the Park here in Paonia. Thanks for coming down to KVNF.
Good to be here, Corey.
Why don't you dive right into your first song, then we'll come back and we'll talk.
Cool. Okay.
Tears are gonna fall, but they're not gonna fall from me, 'cause I know you'd never leave me on my own. When you're gonna call out my name, and I'll come running, everything will be the same. Bullet in the heart, needle in the eye, stab me in the back, tie me to the railroad track and leave me on my own. When I'm nothing all alone, then it cut me to the bone, the bone. 'Cause that boy's not there. He talk about you like you're not even there now. And you'll hear my prayer, 'cause otherwise I'm on my own and my heart will tear now. What do they know anything about the time to share?
That was a song called That Boy's Not Fair by I Draw Slow. That was beautiful. I feel moved.
Good.
Thanks, Corey.
You all play so beautifully together. Louise and Dave, your brother, sister.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
Been singing together for a while,
yeah.
I imagine.
Decades.
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 When did you first realize you both could sing? Like, what was that discovery like?
There was a lot of singing in the family when we were kids. I don't want to paint us like, you know, the Waltons or something, but we on long journeys, there was a lot of singing and harmonising and jumping in. We have another brother, John, who sings too. So it wasn't really so much that we all decided, hey, we can sing. It was more just a way to pass the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Seems very natural.
Yeah.
Like your voices are just butter.
Oh.
And then how did everyone meet? And where's everyone from? Are you all from Dublin?
Yep.
Ish.
mainly.
That's the official line anyway.
Adrian and from other places too.
Yeah, he's from other places.
He's a bit more sophisticated and nuanced than we are. Adrian is originally from Hull in the UK.
And you're on violin, Adrian.
Yeah, fiddle, yeah.
Fiddle.
Yeah.
My bad.
It's the same as violin.
It is.
But I'm kind of playing in the style of fiddle. It's the folk name for most styles apart from classical.
Okay. And Colin, you're on banjo.
I'm on banjo.
I got that one right, yes. And how long have you been playing banjo?
I think about 14 years.
Okay.
I used to play in different bands and do different things. And I took up banjo, and this is what I've been doing for the last all that time with these guys.
Awesome. And Conrad, you've got a beautiful stand-up bass.
Yeah.
We love those around here.
Yeah, they're great.
Yeah. Fun to travel with.
Well, yeah, this is a Chadwick, so it's a folding bass.
Whoa.
If I was to show you the back of it here, it has a panel you can take out.
Okay.
It's not great radio, what I'm doing here. Yeah.
But, I'm just
oh my God, I've never seen anything like that before in my life.
Wow, that's amazing. Okay, I'm learning so much today just about instruments. It's very exciting. And you're here to play Pickin' in the Park, which is a, you know, Paonia North Fork favorite. It's like a staple kind of event. And you've been here before, right?
Yeah. We were here last year. We were actually played in the, like a bike shop.
Yeah, the Surf Cycler.
We were coming through. Rob Miller is our agent, and he's a local in town. So we're good friends with him. So we come in and stay with him. So the last time we came in, we did a gig in the local bike shop, which was interesting. And it's good.
Yeah.
And we've been through here a few times actually.
Yeah, we have. We're getting to know the street. And
you'll love Pickin.
Oh, I'm really looking forward
to it. It's so fun. I'll be there.
We're bringing our own circus as well. We have all family and friends. There's about 7 or 8 of them arriving now in the next hour or so.
Really?
And yeah, a load of Irish people to mess it up.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. No, it'll be great.
Yeah, it should be fun, yeah.
So the song you played, That Boy's Not Fair, that's a newer song.
No, that's a very old song. That was actually off our first album, so that's really old.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, the next song we're going to play is brand new. In fact, we've never played it before.
Wow.
Well, we've played it a couple of gigs over, but we've definitely never played it live. We've rehearsed it together, don't worry.
Okay.
It's not twice.
Okay, you ready, guys?
No. This is going to be great. Just turn my headphones down.
No. We started playing it on this tour because we've been out for about 2 or 3 weeks now, or 2 weeks.
So yeah, the idea with this song, because the lyrics are probably a bit confusing, is that it's about a bird that's stuck inside an airport. That's why it's called Terminal Bird.
Do you know, when you see birds in airports?
Yeah.
It always makes you think.
What are they doing in there?
What are they doing in there?
And what does it mean?
And are they just trapped?
Yes.
Yeah.
Will they get out?
What a nightmare.
And they're flying, which is ironic because they're in an airport, but they can't go anywhere.
Yeah.
Well, that's good. I thought it was about like a dying bird.
A bird that has...
A terminal bird. No.
Yeah, terminal.
Yeah.
Airport. Awesome. I can't wait.
So these first few songs are all quite sad and down, but we do have happy songs.
We do.
Not many, actually. This is Terminal Bird.
Right of the deep blue sea. gonna pull. Gotta make it to the border, into the bath, past the folks at security, and we'll trade that diamond stare. So I check my pocket. Gotta get away from company for the air. Gotta get a little distance. I gotta be without a trace. And the destination, I've been feeling the resistance. It hard and better. Call the number, cause I know where I need to be. And if I change my mind, I could always find you left of the devil, right of the deep blue sea. Right of the deep blue
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Corey Stanton, and I'm in the Bamboo Room with the band I Draw Slow. That was a KVNF world premiere. Terminal Bird, what's your writing process like?
We draw birds in airports.
We write about other things than birds in airports. That one was, well, actually, we were going through, because we tour a lot in America, so we go through a lot of airports.
Yeah.
So
One was born in Newark, I think.
It was, actually. Yeah. There's always loads of birds, particularly in Newark for some reason, and Dulles. And it was just chords and stuff. I was messing around with it at home, little harmony bits and stuff like that. And then we decided we'd write a song about birds stuck in terminals, because we hadn't heard one. We're like, well, how come no one's written a song about birds stuck in terminals? So that was the process on that one.
Yeah. And then, Louise, do you write the lyrics? I mean, that lyric, when you just come out and you're like, I swore that the last time was the last time. Like, I felt that in my gut. I was like, oh.
Yeah, generally, that's sort of how it falls out, although Dave wrote the lyrics for the last one, so we kind of mix it up a bit. It's kind of an organic enough process in that we'll have the bits, and as we start to build them, then we're kind of crossing over between lyrics and melody, and eventually it all kind of comes out, pops out fully formed in the end. And then, of course, the lads come in and then start putting lovely other things on it.
Yeah. Mm. I noticed in That Boy's Not Fair, it was a progression of gradually adding instruments. Mm. I loved that. Because at one point I realized, oh, Colin is patiently waiting to play his banjo.
Yes. Champing at the bit.
Yeah.
I can't help it. When Adrian plays in the chorus in the verse before that is my favourite thing that happens. I'm happy to sit back and listen to the very last minute.
Yeah. Are you in between albums right now? Are you getting ready to release something? And talk about that.
We're not getting ready to release something. We're kind of in the writing process at the moment. So that's what the last one is. And we're kind of working on lots of stuff. And what we normally do is, rather than, I think we did it on one album where we tried to write for the album, but generally we just write songs, tour them, because we're over here a bit, we never seem to get enough time. So what we do is we kind of write the songs,
see what's
tour
working
them
on the road. Yeah.
If they work, we ditch them. It's probably not a very clever idea.
If they work,
honest.
We ditch them.
Well, no, if they don't work, they ditch them. If it doesn't go down well at the first gig, we're like, well, that was clearly a bad song, so we're not doing that again, which is a terrible way to do things. Yeah. That's happened with a couple of songs, and then we've brought them back, and they've gone really well. So we're starting to have a bit more confidence in what we do, but at the same time, we do tend to do that. So no, what we hope to do now is record. We usually have a kind of 2-year gap between albums. It's probably be a bit longer on this one, actually. Mm. and we tour the stuff and then, you know, bring it all together because it's very rehearsed. We often record live, so.
Yeah, I've noticed that just in some videos that I've seen. And you also, in 2017, signed with a record label called Compass Record Group. Mm-hmm. What's that been like?
They're based in Nashville. So we were with another label in down Pinecastle, down in North Carolina. And we moved to them there in Nashville. And yeah, it was a bigger release, but you know, it's been out now a couple of years. So
yeah, it was cool getting the sign up. It was cool going to Nashville and meeting with a record company executive. And you know, it certainly opens doors for us when we're here because people know the label. And mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. so it's been great.
Are you still signed with them?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes. Yeah, no, it's a good relationship.
Yeah.
The industry is very different than it used to be. Mm. So having a record company basically means that they sell you your own records.
Yeah. It's not that nurturing thing.
Yeah, a lot of it is just, it's the largest independent label, I think, in the States, as far as I know. So it has some great people on it, and there's various levels you can kind of choose to get involved with them. They have their own studio in Nashville, which is the old studio that Waylon Jennings used to do all his publishing out of and stuff.
Yeah.
So it's a very historic building. They record a lot of stuff there, so you can kind of do it that way. But we generally like to own our own albums. It's tour support and stuff like that.
I mean, we work very closely with Quicksilver, who have an office here in Peonia. They're our tour management company, and they really make the tours happen rather than the record company.
Yeah. For us, because we predominantly tour over here, and you know, for having a label means that you're not taking on all the production costs of getting new stock printed up every time you come over. So you can kind of go, we're going to be here, ship it over. And you kind of pay them, and then you make the profit on that, rather. You know what I mean? So the model kind of works like that, because people don't tend to buy in shops anymore. At least they don't at home. Like, people really buy CDs at shows over here still, like lots, which is great. And they'll come with four albums out. They buy all four albums and then tell you they've been listening to you on Spotify. So it's not like they don't even have a CD player. They do it as kind of a momentum.
It's kind of a taking a piece of your home or supporting.
And it's great because it supports, because you know, it's not like it used to be. You know, you can only really make the money in touring. Mm-hmm. You're not really going to make it on record sales, or at least we're not. I mean, it works that way, but yeah, it's not as easy as it used to be. Mm-hmm. That's for sure.
Yeah, it's all very interesting and ever evolving.
Well, everybody wants music.
Right.
And everybody wants it, but nobody wants to pay for it.
Yeah. And everyone wants it right
now. And they want lots of new bands, and they want bands to be releasing stuff and writing stuff all the time. But nobody wants, and it feels like we're in the last sort of, I know everyone's been talking about it for ages, about the music industry's changing, but it does feel like, I mean, at home, we've known, I don't know how many bands in the last couple of years just can't do this anymore. Yeah. There's no money in it. And there were bands that would be doing quite well.
Bit of a high profile, yeah. I mean, even that thing about the CDs, people are really, really good to continue buying CDs at the gigs. But a lot of them, like they say, are buying them as a gesture, and that can't go on indefinitely. So there'll come a time when there won't be anything to sell at gigs. So, well, t-shirts and stuff. But in terms of the music itself, selling the actual music is going to become really difficult in any format, you know.
Is it different here than back home?
Yeah, it's better here.
More CDs.
In terms of CD sales, at home, better. You would sell CDs at all the gigs.
You sell them, you get like people, you know, it's like, you go, how much is that? And you're like, 15 euros. 15 euros? I don't even have a CD player. Like, well, don't buy it. Why did you charge 5? And if you don't want it, don't buy it. Because that's what Irish people are like. They try and haggle for something they're not going to buy in the first place.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
How do the shows vary from touring here in the United States compared to touring back home? Or
it's okay to be enthusiastic.
Yes, that's a very good point.
In Europe, particularly like Dublin, you know, places like London and you know, some places, it's not cool to be enthusiastic.
Well, that's it. Yeah, people don't like to.
And
be,
I mean, New York
be,
would be the same, but like when we travel and play, particularly around the West, it's like fine to be really enthusiastic.
Yeah, if you really like a band, exactly, you can say that. In Ireland, it's a bit like, I hate those guys, and then they go home and listen to
it. Act cool.
Yeah.
A bit judgy.
Nice.
A bit judgy over there. Yeah. It's just a real joy for the music.
Ireland is brilliant, by the way.
Oh, it's brilliant.
We're all giving out.
We're kind of known. There's an expression that's used a lot at home. You've probably heard of that. We're a nation of begrudgers, right? Because you don't want anybody else to do well, because Ireland was always kind of, you know, we never did very well for a long time. So it was cool to be the underdog. And it's kind of carried over, although it has changed. It's kind of a joke now. It's kind of a self-effacing thing. But
we're jokey, semi-cynical.
Yeah.
I love it. Dave, you mentioned you have a duo. Yeah.
We had a loose plan to record albums 5 and 6 alongside one another, but what's happened is all the songs have ended up morphing together. But the 6th album was going to be a country music album, straight ahead, classic country, and this is one of the tunes that was going to be on it, which will probably end up somewhere else. This is called 30 Minute Marriage.
I know you, I think I do. I'm certain that I know that smile. Well, I've got a few moves and I hope you might approve. They haven't worked at home in a while. No, they haven't worked at home in a while. You said if you don't blink, I'll get your drink. But you better not be dying of thirst. And now I'm looking in your eyes and I feel the butterflies, and it's almost like it wasn't rehearsed. Oh, it's almost like it wasn't rehearsed. Is this trouble or love? Well, it's both of the above. Like a 30-minute marriage, we're trading cheap shots, 'cause we both want something for free. Trouble or love, what's it gonna be? And so we're not that single, but get that tingle, the one you haven't had in a while. You know the love of my life really understands me, and it's starting to cramp my style. Oh, it's beginning to cramp my style. Kiss and run, no, I'm done. I didn't mean to take it too far. Well, some might say I'm the one that got away, but you don't know how lucky you are. Oh, you'll never know how lucky you are. Is this trouble or love? Well, it's both of the above. Like a 30-minute marriage, trading cheap shots, 'cause we both want something for free. Trouble or love, what's it gonna be? What's it gonna be? What's it gonna be?
That was a song called 30 Minute Marriage by I Draw Slow. I want to talk to you about your song and video for Swans.
Oh, cool.
This was recorded on a hillside in South Dublin in one take with yes. 5 microphones. Mm-hmm. And it literally was one take on film too, or mm-hmm. video.
Well, it was like about 20 takes, but it was all done in one go. Yeah. Like, so there's no editing done or anything.
Yeah. Lots of choreography, I'd imagine.
Yes.
What inspired this collaborative project? Because there was a director.
Yeah, it was directed by our friend Hugh O'Connor, who is he's a well-known actor at home and director now. He's just put out his first feature, I think, as far as I know. Mm-hmm. And he is, what's he in? He's in Chocolat and movies like that as an actor.
Three Musketeers.
My Left Foot is kind of really big one.
Yeah, you know him if he's on.
Yeah. But he's been directing videos for bands the last year. He did one for Sinead O'Connor, I think.
Yeah.
So we were one of his first forays into directing videos, and he's great. He's an artistic guy. He's a very good eye for stuff, you know. Mm. And he'd been to quite a few of the gigs, and he had an idea for what he wanted to do with that. It worked really well, actually. It was very nice. It was mm-hmm. lots of walking around the forest and things like that.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
Yeah.
I also noticed on that video on YouTube, there's a lot of nice complimentary comments, and also one from someone that's a little more of a critique.
Yeah, there's always those.
You know, or someone trying to give constructive criticism. And I noticed that someone from I Draw Slow responded, and I thought, wow, this band really engages with its audience. And this video is from 2010. Mm. Do you continue to engage with your audience and fans over social media now? And
not on YouTube, because that's a crazy world.
It's kind of gone dark, yeah. But we would absolutely on Facebook and Instagram. Yeah, we have a very lively relationship going on with all our fans.
Yeah, I was going to say that video was released before YouTube turned into a
it's just like troll headquarters.
It seems to be the one place where people go to properly troll people now is YouTube, you know? So whenever you put out a video or a song, there'll be someone who goes, I love that song, but that video is a waste of time. What are you doing? Or else they'll go, that's an amazing video. Why did you pick that band? Or something like that. They'll always have, you know what I mean? They'll always be that kind of thing, you know?
Yeah.
And it's silly, you're supposed to read the comments, but sometimes you read them because they're mostly nice.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of really odd stuff on there.
But
we but do,
on Facebook and Instagram.
Facebook,
and stuff like
we do generally
great interaction.
Engage with people. And
well, we've developed relationships with people because we go to a lot of repeat festivals and we would meet the same people. Or there's a lot of people, particularly on the kind of bluegrassy circuit, who would go to all the festivals and we'd see them multiple times over a tour nearly. And then we'd be interacting with them throughout the year online as well. So it's lovely. It's a lovely community.
Yeah.
If you can call it that, when it spreads thousands and thousands of miles and has
sure.
so many people involved.
Yeah, I think
yeah.
so.
Mm-hmm.
You connect.
Mm-hmm. A lovely aspect, though, of, I suppose, YouTube as a platform is that we have had a number of people do covers of our tunes and they will put them up on YouTube and then we're mm-hmm. able to pull them over into our own sites, and we would invite more of that because that's really fun to see what people do with the music or where they take it.
Yeah.
But there's actually out east, they're kind of like an I Draw Slow covers band and they kind of almost solely play I Draw Slow songs.
Yeah, they gig more than we do.
Yeah, and that's what they said. They said we met them recently over in East and they were like, yeah, we play about two or three times a week. And I'm so, going, I Draw Slow songs, we don't gig two or three times. You're making more money off I Draw Slow songs than we are.
Good on you, well done.
Yeah, they're nice guys though. They're called the Angry O'Haras.
Yeah, they're very nice.
I love
and
it.
They do very good job on the songs.
They do, yeah.
And they know songs. They play I Draw Slow songs that we can't play anymore.
Yeah, because we've kind of forgotten
how to play because we've so many songs. But
them record those and then you know archive them for
yeah
very much so yeah they're lovely people. A shout out to the Angry O'Haras if you happen to hear this.
Yeah, they're very nice.
Yeah,
how long has I Draw Slow been a group?
12 years I think. That
yeah, I mean the first album was 10 years ago and that's probably when we sort of properly about 10, 11, 12 years I guess, so but I would say 10. I just keep saying 10 even when it comes a year, so
that's what you do when you're getting old,
because we don't want, like, it's not really about us getting old, we just don't want the band to get old. We want to be current even when we know that's really unrealistic. We feel like we're current.
It'll be a current old time band.
Yes. Yeah, not a raisin old
time. A current old time but also timeless band.
Timeless is a good
I like timeless.
Okay, we're timeless. Yeah.
Where can listeners find your music and stay up to date with future tour dates and what's going on?
You can go to our website, buy all our CDs and then bin them and listen to us on Spotify.
Yeah,
you can do that.
So we're at idrawslow.com.
Yeah, you can find
bin them responsibly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Recycle or reuse them. Repurpose them, make an outfit out of them.
Yeah, you can't get them directly from the website, but you can get links to the labels if you want. Other than that, we're on Spotify and things like that.
YouTube,
yeah. YouTube. We've got loads of really nice videos that people have helped us out over the years. Really
don't
good,
read the comments.
Talented people. Yeah, and we've got some really nice videos that people have done for us over the years, so that's worth watching.
Mm-hmm.
And we are over in the States quite a bit, so we're back over again early 2020.
Yeah.
I think is the next time.
Wintergrass Festival in Washington, in Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for coming down to KVNF. And
thanks for having us.
And you have one more song for us. It's called Maria.
Yes.
Is this an old song, new song?
This is off our last album, so it's new.
It's a middle-aged song.
This is one we wrote sort of about this area-ish. We were reading lots of history about the Old West and around this kind of area and bandits in the Rockies and stuff like that going down to the border and down to the Mexico border through New Mexico and all that. And it was all these different tales about cannibalism in the West, right? So we thought it would be an interesting idea about a sort of group of bandits going up in the hills in the Rockies, and then the weather comes in, lots of snow, they get trapped, but one guy comes out looking rather rotund.
Mm-hmm. And then he has to go back to his wife or his lady love in Mexico and go,
he actually dies in the end as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So he's just dreaming about her in a kind of a...
And the bad thing that he did.
Fever as he's on his way out.
Do we discover who Maria is in this song?
That's actually disputed.
I think she's real. He thinks she's made up.
She's not. She's actually made up.
Don't you know that in the rain and the snow snow, you're alone. Oh love, don't you know that in the rain and the snow, 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 no day and night, no wrong or right, up in the air at night it grows so. Oh bird of prey, oh feet of clay, I safely own and in the air you know. Oh cold river flow, in the lands where I go, on my hands and my soul, wash away what I know. Oh love doesn't grow in the dark. Turn your face to the sun. Oh, my Maria. Oh, if you knew what I'd done. Oh, if you knew what I'd done. Cannot say there's a price that I pay. Love died away, oh hunger, oh pain. Words cannot say there's a price that I pay. In the dirt and the cold, will I always be alone? Will I always be alone? Will I always be alone? In the rain and the snow, in the rain and the snow, in the dirt.
You've been listening to Talkin' Music on KVNF. I'm Corey Stanton. Be sure to check out kvnf.org for a direct link to I Draw Slow. And thank you for listening.